Dr. Audrey Penner, I don't know whether to congratulate you or how to react to the news that you're retiring.
Well, most people have been sending congratulations, Bob. But however, please feel free to express your emotions.
Has this been coming for a while?
I'm leaving for personal reasons. There's some family things that I really need to attend to. And family is way more important than everything else we do. And I came to the realization that I really had to support my family in the way they've always supported me. So there's just, you know, unless in all life, things happen and you've got to, you know, stick by your people. So anyway, it's, and I've been very, very busy the last several years. So it'll be nice to take a little slower pace at life for sure.
Well, I, for one, will not argue about you having your priorities in the right order for sure. You became the president of Northern College at probably not the best time, very early in the pandemic. So, yeah, I imagine that is probably 90% of what has made you so busy the last few years.
Well, it was a pretty unusual time, for sure. And there was a couple of other presidents in the system that got appointed during the pandemic, and we kind of bonded because it was a very atypical experience. And who knew? I mean, the pandemic just so changed our lives and changed our trajectories. But it was also very much part of my own sense of loyalty to the institutions that I work with. Very, very important that we had continuity, very important that we continued on, and that the institution itself knew that there was continuity and someone that they knew. And luckily, the board and the search committee was very interested and went that way. And it certainly wasn't something I ever planned. I have to be honest, Bob, I was not thinking of moving into a presidency, but circumstances did dictate a different direction for me.
Do you have one or a couple favorite examples of accomplishments over your 3 years as president?
Well, I think one of my favorite is around what we've done culturally here at the college. We have a wonderful, wonderful culture at the college. That people were so welcoming when I came here. But one of the things that the pandemic really raised in my level of awareness, and I said this to the search committee during the interview process, is whatever we have done in the past around equity, diversity, inclusion, it simply is not enough. We have to do more. When you saw the way there was disparity in how people were treated during the pandemic and what the situation was like. So that's something I'm very proud of, the task force we launched on EDI. And particularly, Bob, what I'm proud of is the enthusiasm there was from the college community to be involved. So every level, whether you were a support staff or administration or faculty, every level wanted to be involved. Every campus wanted to be involved. It was just a very gratifying approach. And the discussions we had were wonderful. The decisions that we made were wonderful. The ideal college framework was wonderful. And we can't lose that. This was in a time when we were all working from home and it was easier to focus on things like that. So that would be one thing. And the second thing I think would be the innovation hubs. Now we have one that's operating. We have a couple more in the queue. Innovation is really the future for all of us. And we have to think differently. We have to work differently. The pandemic has certainly shown us what can happen in a perfect storm. People can be very creative, even though it's a very tough time. And so moving forward with the Innovation Hub was really exciting to see. And I was down on Friday, we were touring some people around, and my head of the applied research was talking about a little disappointed I was leaving because of my focus on innovation. But I mean, things will move forward. They're not going to stop now. And that's a very important link that we can't lose sight of between industry and the college, because we can be prototyping for industry. We can be doing test drives for industry. And our students learn so much in that process. We actually have a student in our Innovation Hub who's chosen, rather than he will go to Laurentian to do his engineering, but he chose to take another year to stay here because he's learning so much in our Innovation Hub. And that's just one example. So I think those two things would jump out.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, because at the college level, you get more of the hands-on. At university, it's more the theoretical, the book learning, right? So
And we
that's a
pride ourselves on the practical applied nature of it. And I've always been a big fan of research. And although you have to be careful when you're talking about innovation, you have to be clear, it's problem solving. Sometimes the word research scares people. So you have to be careful where you use it, Bob.
Indeed, indeed. I'm not going to keep you much longer. I just want to know, first of all, if you have anything to add, and if you have any parting words for the college and your successor.
Well, I might get a little emotional, Bob, if that's okay.
That's fine.
What I'd like to do is share a little bit of a story of my own personal history. And I think that's been the big driving force for me. My dad was a Depression era youth, okay? So had a hard time finding a job, left school early, didn't graduate, but had to work to support the family, and had four brothers. And then World War II hit. And his four brothers went off and fought in the war, but he was last boy on the farm, so he couldn't go. So when his brothers came back, they were all supported through the Veterans Bill. Two became doctors, two got business degrees, and they got themselves set up. But here was my dad, who didn't get a chance to do that, didn't have a high school diploma. Now, he did get an excellent job, and he was a brilliant businessman. But I remember from the time I was toddling around the message, you're going to get an education, you're going to go to university or college, you are just going to, that's what's going to make things work for you. So fast forward, my dad's no longer with us, but the day that I got my doctorate, I had been given his wedding ring as a keepsake, and I wore that across the stage because I felt it was very important to have him with me. And so I think that's what's really instilled in me this passion for people to need access to education, the world that it opens for people to have that education. You never go wrong. I mean, you can carry it around everywhere you go. And it's important that people understand it's not simply the credential they get, it's what they learn about life, it's that pathway they're going to follow. And a lot of my research has been on learning journeys. And who of us woke up one morning when we were five and said, gee, I want to be the president of a college? Nobody ever woke up and said that. But you have to have that goal. You have to understand how much education means to you for development as an individual, how much it means to the community for development, how much it means to for industry to support. So I think that's the final message. It's been a passion of mine for so long. And I'm just so pleased with all of the things that have happened during my career. And people are very kind and tell me that I've impacted their lives. I'm sure they've done it themselves. I don't think it's about me, but just very, very feel very privileged to hear those messages.
And don't underestimate the contribution you made.
Well, thank you. You're very kind, Bob.
You're kind of a facilitator and guiding things along to these people who might have thought something was unattainable, but I know that you've been pointing out to them that nothing is unattainable.
And sometimes the pathway, we should never look at forks in the pathway as an obstacle. They're an opportunity. So, maybe you started out studying cybersecurity, but hey, that wasn't for you, and you ended up in our social service worker program. Well, hey, that's the way it's supposed to be. And Bob, I do remember my own children growing up. I remember my oldest daughter, she would have been about grade 10 or 11. I remember saying to her, you know what? You'd really a really good accountant. And of course, I was a stupid mom. I didn't know anything, and she quickly put that down. And guess what she is now? She's an accountant and a director of administration and finance for the Alberta Nurses Union. And I remember saying to my other daughter how great she would be with small kids or elderly, just the way. And no, I didn't know anything about that either. She did her degree in psychology and has had a really good career in early childhood, although now she works with her husband, who they have their own business. But so it's just, seeing that pathway, seeing that talent in people and being able to foster it. And so it's been a great, great journey.
Well, thank you very much for this. Congratulations. Best of luck. I'm sure I'll see you somewhere along the way.
Oh,
Are you
yes.
staying with the TEDC?
No, I think I'll be wrapping up there because we're actually leaving the region when I retire.
All right.
So, we'll be heading down. We're going back closer to family. To be supportive and to get other support. So we're heading back to Dartmouth, Nova Scotia.
Well, good luck.
Officially become residents there January the 1st, 2024.
Good for you. Thanks again.
Thank you, Bob. I really appreciate it.
Take care.
Okay?
Yeah.
See ya. Bye-bye.